Minnesota News Network, I'm Ted Ahlen. Violent crime declined across Minnesota in 2025. That's according to the latest statewide crime report. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension says violent crime fell 14% in the seven-county Twin Cities metro and 9% in greater Minnesota. The state recorded 130 murders last year. That's down from 172 in 2024. Aggravated assaults dropped 11%, while motor vehicle thefts fell more than 22%, and carjackings declined 31%. The BCA also reports the number of larceny incidents fell to its lowest level in 57 years. Mike Lindell says he's taking his fight over a Minnesota Republican gubernatorial primary recount to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Minnesota Supreme Court rejected Lindell's challenge last month after he disputed the state's proposed recount process and didn't submit the required $825,000 payment by the deadline. Lindell wanted a broader review of ballots than the recount plan approved by state election officials. The MyPillow founder lost the August primary to Lisa Daymuth by more than 45,000 votes. Lindell says he'll continue seeking election records from all 87 Minnesota counties as part of his effort to challenge the use of voting machines. With flu season approaching, Minnesota health officials say September is a good time to start thinking about vaccinations. Jessica Monroe with the State Department of Health says the flu vaccine is updated every year.
Each year, scientists look at the strains that are circulating across the globe, and they try to choose strains that will match what is circulating and put them into the updated vaccine.
Monroe says flu activity varies from year to year, but typically peaks during the winter months. In other headlines, the Minnesota Military and Veterans Museum is celebrating the opening of its new museum in Little Falls. David Vesey is the son of Minnesota native and former U.S. Army General John Vesey Jr., who has a hall in the museum in his name.
I know that seeing this museum preserve the stories of Minnesota's veterans would have brought him incredible joy.
The museum will be holding events through Sunday to honor both Minnesota vets and the anniversary of 9/11. Speaking of 9/11, Duluth firefighters will climb thousands of stairs tomorrow as they mark 25 years since the September 11th terrorist attacks. Fire Chief Sean Crochet says the memorial stair climb at Amsoil Arena represents what firefighters faced inside the World Trade Center.
We're trying to memorialize the 110 stories that firefighters went up on 9/11 in New York.
Crews will climb the upper and lower levels of the arena to complete the roughly 2,200-step tribute. This is MNN.